Maybe I didn't turn it off from last time. Alright. I think I did though. Maybe I turned it off and turned it back on. So this is for 466 Justin Morgan Drive.
Correct.
What we will do is we'll go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record. And then you'll have a few minutes to tell us what you think the value is and why. We may or may not have some questions for you, or a discussion with, about the property that would be relevant to the market value. Once we get through that, we will deliberate, go into it's called deliberative session, come up with a decision on what the value should be, and then we will mail you a results grievance notice by certified mail in the next couple of weeks.
Okay,
so let's go around the room.
Melissa Kate, I own 466 Justin Morgan Drive. I've been there since 1994.
Robert Vickery?
Jerry Barrels.
Okay, so you let us know what you think the value should be and why.
So, well, the first thing I did was go to your link and look at some other housing values in the neighborhood, which did seem pretty consistent. But then I also looked at some recent house sales, and they seemed lower. There was a couple Colonials that sold last year, one for just $531,000, which is what our house is valued at, but it's a 300 square foot or more greater in size than ours, and it came in at an equal value. There was another Cape that was a little bit still larger than ours. It came in at $540,000, and a ranch down on Creek Farm Road, which sold for $500,000. It's at 1,846 square feet. So it just seemed like some of the, what I would think would be comparables were lower than what we came in assessed at, or higher, slightly higher, but quite a bit larger in size. And then I also went online and looked at four or five different sites that value houses, and the average of those came out to about
488,
489.
Was that
Realtor.com? Realtor, Zillow, Redfin, and Holmes. So, and I think that was, like, that average was about 8.5% lower than what the town's assessment came in at. Interestingly, I was surprised one of the capes that sold that's still a couple hundred square feet larger than ours was assessed at $555,000, but it just sold this winter for $540,000. So it does seem like maybe I would be surprised if I could list my house at $530,000. It's, you know, there's nothing that's, the roof is probably 10 to 15 years old. The windows aren't new. They did not come inside. I don't know that anybody ever came to my house.
Looks like Tom, one of the data collectors, was there in September, knocked on the door, and then someone else came out in January.
Yeah.
And we did send out two letters requesting interior inspection, so... you know, it's up to the property owner to contact us. And once we send out the letters, we notify them that that's what we're doing.
Yep.
If you want to let us in, let us know. We do send out two letters.
So what is it generally by comparable house values and the exterior kind of eyeball?
Yeah, so we're lucky in Colchester. We have very good data for the most part. You know, we've been through many reappraisals. We have a great permitting system in Colchester, so we were able to keep up with changes. Not to say that not everybody gets a permit. And then we had very good interior percentages last reappraisal, 2010-11, 63%, which is very good. This time we're in the, you know, closer to 30%, which is typical. But we have good data. So a lot of that, you know, bedroom count, bathroom count, square footage, that's good. And that's reliable stuff. So The data collection, they really just went out and checked the boxes, made sure nothing changed. Checked the size, make sure that was the same. As far as subjective information like condition, I think there's specific criteria for that. Basic maintenance, it's average condition. An average condition is a wide, pretty wide swath that most people fit into. Once you get into deferred maintenance and fair condition, we want to see issues where things should have been taken care of that aren't taken care of. And then if on the other side, when you get a good, very good condition, we're looking for more than typical upkeep or renovations. So, but most people fit in that average. It's like a pretty wide swath.
And so how should the assessment compare to like market value?
We should be on market value as of April 1st, 2026. Or our opinion of market value.
I just, like I said, I would be surprised if I could list my house at $530,000, but...
Yeah, what do you think it's worth?
Well, I mean, like I said, the average that those four other sites came up with was 489. I mean, I definitely think it's closer to, you know, 485 to 500 than 530. That just seems high to me for... It's so sad, this like, this is a little starter house, and it's worth $500,000. That's shocking to me. Yeah.
First time home starter is like what, $450 now. Like you can't get into anything.
Yeah. It's and like I have kids in their 20s, so it's like how are they gonna buy a house?
No, it's true.
But that's
neither. So it looks like so on the one of the recent sales, 129 Justin Morgan, it looks like they had an enclosed three season porch at the back. Does yours have anything like that?
No, we have a screening porch but not a three season. And theirs is also a little bit bigger. I think they have a large foyer because theirs is 1534 and ours is only like 13 something, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the other ones were 122 Justin Morgan. It's a raised ranch, but it's 1,700 square feet and it sold for $545. And 327 is a colonial that sold for $531. It's 1,728 square feet.
What's that for you?
531, exactly what we came in at. And it's, like I said, it's 1,728 square feet. It's hard to find comparables because not a lot sells in our neighborhood. But that, and then, like I said, 694 Creek Farm Road. They sold for $500, and they're a 1,846 square foot ranch. So I don't know. Are different housing styles?
They matter.
Yeah, like a raised ranch isn't as valuable as my beautiful camp.
Right.
Yeah, and also.
Although a colonial is usually valued for even more than a
right.
Cape.
Yes, sure.
I personally think the Cape looks better.
But that's why, like, that colonial went for 531, which is low.
Yeah, and Justin Morgan's a little bit nicer of an area than the main road there.
Creek Farm.
Creek Farm. There's a little slight downgrade. So Justin Morgan and Evergreen, those are kind of similar. Indian, those are all kind of similar neighborhoods, but Creek Farm
Where's
is
Evergreen?
Similar. It's just down past you.
Oh, Wintergreen. Yeah. Oh, that's true. I should have looked at houses on there.
Yeah.
I did not do that.
I didn't look there. It's kind of insane. Wintergreen. I've been here too long. All right. So what we'll do is we'll deliberate and come up with a determination of what the value should be. We will mail you a results or grievance notice by certified mail in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Appreciate your time. You too.